This is Dr. Kripalu talking about fitness and in one of those 14 elements for growth, and you know, to figure out how you can grade yourself from a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 is no exercise at all and 10 is the best possible. So obviously this is something very personal and different for each person. So I'm going to give you just suggestions of different ways to do it. So first is a baseline activity, which means that what are you doing all day? Are you active? Are you sitting most of the time and hardly getting up? So for that, one, if somebody's active doing household chores or really up and about, if their job requires to do that, that's fantastic because that's good. Now, if somebody's sitting in an office or in front of a desk, especially, you know, when you're working from home or wherever in an office, so you want to really get up every hour, I would say, to just do something in place. You don't even have to go far. You get up and you just do maybe 30 seconds of jumping jacks or stand in place and walk, you know, put your feet knee up and down, knee highs, that kind of thing. Or if you have a Stairmaster, just like a two-stepper, you just do it quickly for 30 seconds. So something in place. Then you may want to do like three times a day during your workday, a five-minute walk around the office, take a bathroom break. Or if you have stairs, maybe just go once, depending on the number of stairs. That's the baseline activity. Now, obviously that's not enough because we are beings with who are meant to be more active than we actually are. And being sedentary is one of the problems nowadays. So what can we do? So simple thing is if it allows you to go outside for 10 minutes three times a day or 5 minutes three times a day, that is fantastic because you're going to be in the nature. You may even get a headache staying in front of computers and all the appliances at home. If you're home, so it gets you a chance to go out in the nature and appreciate and be in the sun, helps you, you know, kind of look at the trees outside. So it's kind of like a de-stressor in the middle of the day. So that's one. Otherwise, what you can have is to have a schedule. Ideally, what I would like is, I would suggest is to keep a time for every day where it's marked for exercise, because otherwise what will happen, and it could be any time during the day, it doesn't have to be only in the morning or the evening, because what happens is it's like your list of things to do, that is one more thing you can do, because otherwise what will happen if you even if you have that the most kind of like the important goal for you that you will do it, it doesn't happen because things get in the way. So that's number one. So you could have a daily goal like that of what kind of exercise you want to do, whether it's a treadmill or elliptical or going outside and taking a walk or walking your dogs when you go out. Any of that could be possible. Or you can have a weekly goal. In what I like is sometimes people like to do number of miles. That's fine. Or sometimes people can do hours time-wise. These many hours a week, let's say you want to do 5 hours a week, and how you distribute it is up to you. Maybe you have no time on one of the busiest days and you can make it up on the other days. So that's another way to do it. Now, the other thing nowadays people love doing is they have like this Apple Watch or a Fitbit where they have a number of steps in a certain day. So you could go with that. 10,000 steps, 15,000 steps. So there's so many gadgets to help you. So you could definitely do something like that. So any kind of exercise, you know, the recommended activity, which is moderate kind of exercise, 150 minutes a week or 300 minutes a week, meaning moderate to severe intensity is 150, and then mild to moderate is supposed to be 150. Did I say the other way? So what?
You said 300 minutes per week.
Right, so that's mild to moderate, yeah. And then severe to moderate to severe is 150, obviously less. So the whole thing is, however you want to do it, you want to be active. That's the whole idea. Now, the other thing to add on, which is very beneficial, is something called HIIT, which is high intensity training. You're not supposed to be doing that every day. You may want to do 3 times a week, and you want to do it when you're rested, not when you're all stressed out and, you know, worked up. Because when you're rested, it's basically, the idea is to do intense workout for a very short period of time. So essentially, you're increasing your metabolism by doing that quickly, you know, and then the body tries to work with it. So that. And then weight training is very important, or resistance training. Not that you have to do a lot of weights, but just enough that you have, your muscles are strong in the upper body or lower body, how both of them. For lower body, you can do ankle weights during your exercise, regular exercise, walking, treadmill, you know, what we mentioned about. But for the upper body, you have to do either push-ups or wall push-ups, anything like that would be a good idea. Or other weights, of course, you know, free weights, like dumbbells and, you know, however you want to do it, whether you do it in the gym or, you know, anywhere. Of course, you could add something like yoga in your routine, or some kind of stretching, so that you have less injuries. Yoga is really beneficial because it actually lets you breathe into your muscles and your postures. And that is very, very useful and very beneficial for many purposes, not just your muscles, but your whole organ systems. So you could incorporate that, even if you're not able to do on a regular basis, like every day, maybe a couple of times a week would be a good idea. So, of course, there's a lot of other things people do, like energy exercises, Donna Eden's exercises, Qigong, then there is Tai Chi. All of these are different, really slow rhythmic exercises, isometric exercises. There's many variations of it. So they're all add-ons, or, you know, however you want to incorporate that on your schedule. So I think that's my version of exercise.